At least one person has been killed and eight others injured, four of them critically, after powerful winds swept through towns north of Paris yesterday afternoon. In other news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy begins a five-year jail sentence today for illegally accepting Libyan campaign funding in 2007. The top US envoys to the Middle East met Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on Monday after weekend violence threatened to wreck a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. US President Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are expected to arrive in Israel today for further talks. According to Statek, unemployment is on the rise, with skilled workers particularly affected. Luxembourg's new Grand Duke and Grand Duchess will make their first official foreign visits later this month, meeting Belgian royals in Brussels on October 24th and German President Steinmeier in Berlin on October 27th. Meanwhile, Luxembourg City has confirmed it's spent nearly €5 million on the two-day throne accession festivities, with the state contributing an additional €3.6 million. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another grey and overcast day with some localised rain showers and strong wind gusts in the morning. Temperatures start off at 9 to 11 degrees this morning, rising to 12 to 14 degrees later on.